And good afternoon to you from the DeWitt Gymnasium on the campus of Dort College in Sioux Center, Iowa. As we get set for Great Plains Athletic Conference basketball, the Dort College Defenders taking on the Midland Warriors in Great Plains Athletic Conference play here this afternoon. Let's take a closer look at these two teams. Let's begin with the Midland Warriors, the opponent today. They're 11-13 this season, 6-8 in the conference. Warriors have claimed three wins in their last five games by taking victories from the College of St. Mary, Doan, and Briarcliff. A win over the College of St. Mary stopped a five-game losing skid. Joelle Overkamp tops the team with a 16.9 points per game average. She also leads the team in three-point baskets made with 46, and she is converting over 40% of her three-point tries. Maddie Agger scores 12.1 points per game, and Amanda Hansen, that is, adds 10.4 points per contest. Megan Cox adds the 9.4 points per game. Madison Severson converts 45.5% of her three-point shots. Midland is getting outscored 75.2 to 74.3 and out-rebounded 37.2 to 33.3. For the Defender women, they're 10-13 this season, 5-9 of the conference. Dort College is led by Rachel Evavolds, 14.2 points per game, while Annie Rinesmith is good for 12.3 points per game, and Erica Feenstra completes the Defender double-digit scores with a 10.7 scoring average. Evavolds tops the team with 7.1 rebounds, and she's making 53% of her field goals. Peyton Harmson tops the team with 41 made three-point shots. Rinesmith is at 37.9%. from beyond the arc. Gabby Pruitt, 7.2, Kenzie Bausma, 6.7, Peyton Harmson, 6.8, and Sienna Stamnis add 6.3 points per game for the Defenders. These two teams met in December. Dort College lost the back-and-forth affair in Fremont by a final score of 89-84 after leading 70-69 going into the final quarter. Midland beat Briarcliff 80-77 on Wednesday in Sioux City in their most recent outing. Hansen scored 20 points. Egger and Overkamp scored 16 points apiece. The Defender women beat Mount Marty on Wednesday night, 73-67. Abby Pruitt scored 16. Rachel Evavold had 11 and 12 rebounds to go with two assists. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web at KDCR885.com. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with starting lineups from the DeWitt right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5, our national anthem presented by the Dort College Cantori this afternoon. Here are your starting lineups for today's basketball game. First of all, for the visitors from Midland, they will start number three, Megan Cox, a 5'9 senior from Omaha, Nebraska, averaging 9.4 points per game. Amanda Hansen wears number 12. She's a 5'7 sophomore from West Point, Nebraska, averaging 10.4 points per contest. Number 14 is Madison Severson, a 5'3 junior from Omaha, Nebraska, averaging 7.2 points per game. Joelle Overkamp wears number 24. She is a 5'11 senior from Papillion, Nebraska, averaging 16.9 points per game. And Maddie Agger is a 6'1 junior from Papillion, Nebraska, averaging 12.1 points per game. For the Defenders, number two, Erica Feenstra. Feenstra is a 6-foot freshman from Hull, averaging 10.7 points per game. Kenzie Bausma is a 5'8 junior from Sheldon, averaging 6.7 points per contest. Number 15 is Peyton Harmson, a 5'8 sophomore from Rock Rapids, averaging 6.8 points per game. Annie Rinesmith is a 5'8 sophomore from Shakopee, Minnesota, averaging 12.3 points per contest. Rachel Evavold is a 6'1 sophomore from Bloomington, Minnesota, averaging 14.2 points per game. Feenstra is appearing in her 23rd game for the Defenders. Bausma, her 69th. Harmson, her 50th. Rinesmith, her 48th. And Rachel Evavold, her 52nd game as a Dort College Defender. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. Glad to have you along with me on this Saturday afternoon, a beautiful last Saturday in January. What a difference just a few days can make. Earlier this week, we had the blizzard in northwest Iowa. Today, snow melting, sunshine outside, and a decent day inside as the Dort College defenders will be playing basketball here at the DeWitt. Opening tip on the way, tossed into the air and controlled by the Dort College defenders. Coming up with the basketball for Dort College, Rachel Evenbold. She passes right side over to Kenzie Bausma. Bausma gives it over to Rinesmith. Rinesmith left side to Harmson. Harmson gives it up. Back over to Evenbold. Evenbold right elbow of the lane. Turns. Fires it cross court over to Bausma. Bausma inside the lane. Gets the short shot to go. And Kenzie Bausma has her first basket of the day. And the Dort College defenders lead it 2-0. 2-0 our score. Midland basketball, this is Cux with it. Cux all the way down to the baseline. Her left-handed layup, no good. And the rebound is taken away by Erica Feenstra. Feenstra ahead to Rinesmith. Rinesmith left side, comes back over to Rinesmith. Rinesmith comes over to Bausma. Bausma with it on the right wing. Bausma looking for the feed down low, gives it to Evenbold, goes left wing. Rinesmith puts it on the floor, tries to split the defense. Shot is partially blocked. Rebound taken away by Midland. And here come the Warriors. With the basketball is Severson. Severson feeds it left side. Overkamp. Overkamp shot no good. And the rebound is tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Maddie Egger. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College throwing it in. That'll be Kenzie Bausma throwing it in with the length of the floor in front of her. 1 minute into the contest, Dort College leads it 2-0. Two pretty evenly matched teams. Coach Kyle Lindberg before the contest and I talked a little bit, and he said they're just so evenly matched, and that was in evidence when these two teams played in December. Erica Feenstra takes it hard to the hoop, is fouled on the play, and Megan Cux whistled for the personal foul. That's foul number one on her. Team foul number one as well against Midland. Erica Feenstra to the free throw line where she is shooting a pair. She makes the first one. Today's broadcast of Dort College basketball on KDCR made possible by the Bennington Hovet Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer's an agent, 712-737-6000. Feenstra, an 85% free throw shooter, makes them both. And we've got an offensive foul called. Who's it going to go on? It's going to go on the driver, not the screener. And Megan Cox has just picked up her second personal foul. That's a big play. 121 into the contest. Megan Cox and her 9.4 points per game and 1,123 career points goes to the bench for a period of time. We will see how long she stays on the bench with that foul trouble. Bounce pass intended from Evenbold. Evenbold tried to get it to Bausma. They get it back to Evenbold, and Evenbold has it tipped away from her. On a play, it will be Dort College basketball. Evenbold, they finally say that Evenbold kicked the ball out of bounds, and it'll be Midland basketball, and that, in all likelihood, that is the right call. There was no complaint put up whatsoever by the defenders. Driving right side, losing the basketball, Midland. They get it back. Bausma trying to save it in, and Overkamp shielding her from the basketball. And the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Midland basketball with 10 seconds on the shot clock. 8 minutes remaining here in this first half. 8 minutes to go in the first quarter, I should say. Midland has yet to score. Overkamp drives in. Her shot from the left side of the lane, no good. Rebound cleared by Dort College. Rinesmith. Rinesmith with it in between the circles. She goes right side. Gives it up Harmson. Harmson, Feenstra. Feenstra left side. It goes to Bausma. Bausma feeds it underneath. Evenbold. Evenbold hook shot in the lane is good. Rachel Evenbold with the 2-point basket. And the Dort College defenders lead it 6-0. 6-0 our score. Feed it down low. Muscling it up is Egger. Egger, two-point basket, good. Madison Egger with a two-point basket, and the Dort College defender lead is 6-2. Bausma goes to Evavold. Evavold in the backcourt. Evavold looking for someone to pass to. Gets it across the timeline. Goes right side to Harmson. Harmson, Feenstra. Feenstra with the glass, no good. Erica up strong with it. Shot missed, no good. Rebound cleared by Amanda Hansen. Hansen over the basketball. Hansen gets it up the floor. Right-handed layup. Shot no good by by Maddie Egger. But Egger is fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Peyton Harmson, and for the sophomore from Rock Rapids, that is her first personal foul. Two free throws on the way. First one is good. Today's broadcast made possible by Borensons of Boyden. Handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. With the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. Second free throw on the way for Egger is up and good. Egger makes them both. North College leads 6-4. 6-4 the score. Defenders up the floor with it. Pruitt. Pruitt across the timeline. Pruitt. Passes right side over to Feenstra. Feenstra, Anderson. Anderson driving into the left hand is Stamness. Stamness. The floater. It's good. Makes it 8-4. 8-4 the score. North College up by 4. And Midland has the basketball. The team from Fremont. They get it underneath and a wide open shot for Egger. Egger has all 6 points for Midland so far. And the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Midland. It will be North College basketball. North College basketball throwing it in. Will be Tetzloff. Tetzloff, Pruitt, Stamness, Feenstra, Anderson. And there's a conference going on, and I believe the question is whether the shot clock should be reset or not. There's 6:01 left to go in the first quarter. So there will be a shot clock reset. Tetzloff will inbound the basketball. She gets it into Pruitt. Pruitt hands it back over to Stamness. Stamness up the floor. Stamness has it poked away from behind. And here comes Midland with the basketball. Egger. Egger, left side, Overkamp. Overkamp down to the baseline. Overkamp in traffic. Gets the shot to go, and Joelle Overkamp. We'll go to the free throw line and try to establish a lead for Midland. 8-8 our score. North College was up at 1.6-0 in this contest. Midland, though, has been able to muddy things up defensively, slow down the North College offense. And a 3-point play opportunity coming here for Joelle Overkamp. Overkamp's free throw is good. She's got 3, and the defenders trail 9-8. Taken by Evavold. Evavold with the basketball in the backcourt. Hands it back over to Pruitt. Pruitt loses it. Picks it back up. Comes back over to Stamness. Stamness with it on the left wing. Stamness picks up her dribble. Stamness. Evavold 10 to shoot. Left baseline 15 feet out. Gives to Anderson. Anderson forces it up. Shot no good. And the rebound is cleared by Midland. Midland over the basketball. The blue jersey's up the floor with it. Shot no good on the floater in the lane. And the rebound is corralled by Anderson. Here comes Pruitt with the basketball. Pruitt on the left side picks up her dribble. Goes over to Anderson. Anderson, Stamness. Stamness feeds it down low. Evavold. Evavold off of the glass. Good. Rachel Evavold with the 2-point basket. And the defenders reestablish the lead at 10-9. Overkamp driving in. She loses the dribble. Out of bounds. It is North College basketball. 10-9. North College leading by a point with a basketball. They've led by as many as 6. They scored the first 6 points of the game. Stamness goes over to Evavold. Evavold left side. Pruitt. Pruitt in traffic. Right hand. Good. Pruitt driving to the hoop from the left side, gets the 2-point basket to go, And the defenders lead it 12-9. 12-9. Maddie Meadows in the ballgame right now for Midland. She throws it into the post. McKenna Sullivan. Sullivan shot no good. Rebound taken away by Evavold. Evavold to Pruitt. Pruitt across half court. Abby with the basketball, the sophomore from Urbandale. She passes right side over to Anderson. Anderson gives it up to Stamness. Stamness drives in, hands it off to Tetzloff. Tetzloff shot no good. Rebound cleared by Evavold. Evavold back over to Pruitt. Pruitt three, left it short, no, from the right wing. And the rebound is cleared by Midland. Here comes Meadows with the basketball. Meadows on the right side. She passes over to Hillary Huss. Hillary Huss back out front to Meadows. Meadows misses the three. And the rebound is controlled by Dort College and Pruitt. Pruitt, left side, Stamness. Stamness puts it on the floor against Hillary Huss. And Huss is going to be called for the personal foul. It's foul number one on her. Team foul number four on Midland. 3:21 remaining in the first quarter. Beg your pardon, that was just foul number three on Midland in this quarter. Anderson checks out of the ballgame. Stamness to throw it in, left side of the lane. She gets it in to Evavold. Evavold in traffic, up strong, good. Rachel Evavold with six. Dort College leads 14-9. Dort College on a 6-0 run. Pass goes left elbow. With the basketball is Sullivan. Lost it. Picked up by the defenders. Coming back the other way with it is Rinesmith. Rinesmith tries to drop it off inside, and we've got a charging foul called on Annie Rinesmith. So Annie whistled for the personal foul. That's foul number one on Annie. Team foul number three on the defenders. Today's broadcast made possible by People's Bank with locations in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Lester, Akron, Sheldon, and Hayward, and Iowa, also Jasper, Minnesota. People's Bank, where values matter, member FDIC. Madison Severson on the right side. Passes it off, shot no good. And the rebound is controlled by Dort College. Coming up with the basketball is Bausma. Bausma hands it off to Stamness. Stamness goes left side. Down low, intended for Evavold. Evavold over the basketball. Gives it back to Rinesmith. Rinesmith in between the circles. Rinesmith goes elbow, Evavold. Evavold on the right elbow. Bounces it inside to Rinesmith. And Rinesmith is held on the play. Foul's going to go on Sullivan. That's number one on her. Team foul number four on Midland. Today's broadcast made possible by C&H Body Repair in Orange City. The reputation didn't happen by accident. Also made possible by a grant from Sioux Commercial Sweeping, located in Sioux Center. Rinesmith will check out of the ballgame for a breather. Harmson is back in. Pass comes in over the top. Evavold. Evavold. Intended for Bausma. And the ball's out of bounds. Thrown away by the defenders. It'll be Midland basketball. Midland trailing 14-9 with a basketball. Dort College in front. With it on the right wing. This is Severson. Severson free throw line jumper missed it. No good. Reverse layup blocked by Stamness. And then Stamness travels with it. Sienna Stamness travels with the basketball. Got called for a carry. Checking out of the ballgame will be Evavold. Dort College checking Feenstra back in. It's Feenstra, Anderson, Stamness, Bausma, and Harmson on the floor for the defenders. Stamness not giving any ground. Midland works it around to Egger. Egger's shot no good, but a foul on the play called on Anderson, I believe. No, they're going to call that on Kenzie Bausma instead. That's foul number one on her. Team foul number four. Free throws for Egger. First one is good. She's got another one coming. Today's broadcast made possible by Joe's TV and Appliance. Service you know, guaranteed by Joe. Featuring new and used appliances, grills, and TVs. They're located in Orange City. 14-11, Dort College in front by three. With a basketball in the backcourt is Anderson. Anderson gives it off to Stamness. Stamness to Bausma. Bausma back over to Stamness. Stamness in between the circles. Sienna with it on the left wing. Comes back over to Feenstra. Feenstra, Harmson. Harmson intended down low for Anderson. And the ball's tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Midland. It'll be North College basketball with 7 seconds on the shot clock and 1:24 on the game clock. Pass to Bausman. Gets tipped out of play. Again, it'll be North College basketball. Throwing it in, Stamness. Six to shoot. Stamness gets it in to Feenstra. Feenstra backs her way in. Her shot off of the glass is good. She's got four. North College leads 16 to 11. 16-11 our score. Midland basketball, Severson. Severson hands it back out to Egger, and Egger's going to be called for traveling. North College gets the basketball back, leading by five, with 107 left to play in the quarter. Today's broadcast made possible by Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors. Custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. Under a minute to go in the first quarter, North College into the offensive set. Pass goes to Bausma. Bausma, Stamness. Stamness, shot, no good. Rebound cleared, though, by Feenstra. Feenstra, shot, no good. And the rebound is controlled by Midland. Severson with a head full of steam. Throws it ahead of the pack to Egger. Egger wide open. Her shot is good. And Egger has 10 first-half points. North College leads 16-13. 30 seconds remaining in the first quarter. Bausma gets away with a travel. Picks up her dribble. Passes it back over to Stamness. Stamness, right corner. Sienna back over to Anderson. Anderson left side, Feenstra. Feenstra, Harmson, nine to shoot. Feeds it underneath, Feenstra. Feenstra, Anderson. Anderson lets fly with a three, no good. Rebound taken down, though, by Stamness. Stamness with a putback. Sienna Stamness with 4 points. 5 seconds remaining. Midland into the front court. Severson. Severson will heave it up at the buzzer. No good with the left hand. And after one quarter of play, our score, North College 18, Midland 13. On your Verhoof Automotive scoreboard, we'll be back with the second quarter of play right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. The North College Defenders leading 18-13 on the Verhoof Automotive scoreboard as we get into the second quarter of play. 9:45 and counting. Midland basketball trying to reverse it, and it is tipped away and out of play, and the North College Defenders will get it back. North College gets the ball inbounded. Midland gets it inbounded. Down on the baseline, and that is Huss. Huss, short shot, good. She makes it 18-15. North College by three. Pass ahead to Feenstra. Drops it off Tetzloff. Tetzloff, easy basket. Bailey Tetzloff with a two-point bucket. And the North College defender lead is 20-15. Down to the baseline, and Anderson commits the foul. As Hillary Huss knocked down to the floor. Personal foul called on the defenders. And for Anderson, that is number one. Today's broadcast of North College basketball made possible by Joiner's Wart Dentistry in Orange City, offering comfortable, friendly, and modern dental services for a healthy, beautiful smile. And by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, paintless dent repair, glass installation, and frame repair. They are a certified PPG shop serving the community since 1955, 722-2313. Neither free throw made. North College leads 20-15. North College with a five-point cushion. Shot on the way by Ryan Smith, too strong off the heel. And the rebound is controlled by Midland. Midland quickly up the floor. That was Hillary Huss that missed those free throws. Rebound comes out long. Rinesmith chases it down in the corner. Feenstra with it. And Feenstra tumbles to the ground, loses it out of play. It will be Midland basketball. Midland gets the basketball back. Midland in their blue jerseys inbounding in front of the North College bench area. Ball's inbounded. Amanda Hansen. Hansen guarded by Ryan Smith. Hansen passes it right side to Tara Cannon. Cannon with the basketball to Cox. Cox over Camp. Over Camp in the lane. Her shot blocked. Rebound taken away by the defenders and Harmson. Harmson up the floor, Tetzloff. Tetzloff with the basketball, stumbles, and she is called for traveling. Turnover gives the basketball back to Midland. Midland trailing 20-15. 20-15, our score. Dort College in front by five. Midland basketball, Severson. Severson guarded by Feenstra. Pass goes right side, Cox. They feed it, high post. Reversal, left side, Hansen. Hansen over Camp, over Camp. Fires it back outside. Three on the way from the left corner, no good. Rebound cleared by Hansen. By Dort College off of the miss. Shot by Hansen. That's Rhinesmith. Rhinesmith, Harmson. Harmson, quick trigger. Three, good. Peyton Harmson knocks down the three. Dort College leads 23-15. So the defenders up by eight. Over Camp to Cox. Cox, Hansen, Hansen three, no good. Cannon with the rebound. Cannon scoops it up, and on the reversal, she gets the two-point basket to go. Dort College's lead is six, 23-17. 23-17, our score. A reach-in foul called in the backcourt against Joelle Overkamp. Overkamp whistled for the personal. That's her first, and the team's first as well. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hull and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing property protection to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. Evavold gives it back to Pruitt. Pruitt with a basketball on the sideline, and we have a blocking foul called on Midland. That's going to go against Amanda Hansen. Hansen whistled for foul number one. 23-17, Dort College by six. Feenstra left side, Rhinesmith. Rhinesmith, Feenstra. Feenstra right side, Pruitt. Pruitt to Evavold. Evavold back outside, Pruitt. Pruitt back to Evavold. Evavold with right hand. Her shot no good as she spun to the left. Rebound controlled by Midland. Cox up the floor. Passes it off, and we've got a blocking foul called on the defenders, and it'll be free throws. It'll be free throws for Midland and Amanda Hansen. Hansen goes to the free throw line, where she will shoot two. That foul, by the way, was on Evavold and was her first. Hansen's first free throw is good. Today's broadcast made possible by Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley. Find new roads to Highway Chevrolet Buick. See over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. View the entire inventory online, highwaychevrolet.com. And by American State Bank, proud to support Dort College and Defender Athletics. Amanda Hansen makes both free throws. Dort College leads 23-19. Midland is staging a comeback after getting down by as many as eight. Ball's out of bounds, last touch by Overkamp. It'll be Dort College basketball. Bringing the basketball up right side, Rhinesmith. Rhinesmith up the floor. Rhinesmith drives it in, gets it off to Bausma. Bausma basket, good. Kenzie Bausma with a two-point basket, and the Dort College defender lead is 25-19. Pass down low intended for Midland's post player. Anderson takes it away, and now we've got a reach-in foul called on Midland. Waiting for the indication of who that's going to go on. That's on Overkamp, and that is her second personal foul. So Joelle Overkamp whistled for the personal foul. Picking up her dribble is Dort College's Pruitt, and now blocking foul called on Midland and Egger. So Egger whistled for the personal foul. Dort College enjoying a six-point lead at the moment. Ball's inbounded. Dort College has the basketball. Anderson gives it up to Rhinesmith. Ryan Smith driving in. Left side pass, nothing there. Comes back outside to Ryan Smith, and it's partially blocked. Rebound cleared by Midland. Long pass ahead, goes right side Hansen. Hansen with a head full of steam. And we've got a foul called on Dort College underneath the basket. Foul called on Dort College is number 12, Faith Anderson. And that's number 2 on Anderson. So two fouls on Anderson. Another free throw on the way. This one's up and good. So Anderson makes one of two. Beg your pardon, Hansen makes one of two. Made the first one, missed the second one. It's 25-20. So Midland on defense as Dort College sets their offense. Pass goes left side with the basketball. Stamness. Stamness wraps it around Anderson. Anderson corner three, left side no good. And the rebound is cleared by Egger. Egger with a basketball. She'll throw it into the front court. Midland, chance to cut into the five-point lead. Down on the baseline, short jumper is good for Egger. Egger with her season average. She's got 12. Dort College leading 25-22. Dort College up three. Left side, Ryan Smith. Ryan Smith with it on the wing. Ryan Smith to Pruitt. Pruitt down on the baseline. Pruitt on the right wing. Gives it up. Anderson, 10 to shoot. Goes left side, Bausma. Bausma to Pruitt. Pruitt drives with the right hand. Hesitates. Shot no good. And the rebound is taken away by Midland. Midland into the front court. Ball deflected. Picked up by Dort College. Coming up with it is Bausma. Bausma over the basketball. Ryan Smith. Ryan Smith driving in, kicks it into the corner, Pruitt. Pruitt down on the baseline, puts it up off the glass, good. Abby Pruitt with a two-point basket, she's got four. Defenders lead 27-22. 27-22, our score. Pass right side. This is Huss. Huss, left side, Hansen. Hansen gives it into the corner, Meadows. Comes back, left side, and another jumper. This one from 12 feet by Maddie Egger. Egger makes it 27-24, Dort College by three. With a basketball, bringing it up is Ryan Smith, and we have a timeout on the floor. Timeout charged to Dort College. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with more right after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. God. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Dort College leading 27-24 with 3:39 remaining. Today's broadcast, that's in the half. Today's broadcast made possible by People's Insurance. They're a full-service agency for personal, commercial, farm, crop, life, and health insurance. They're located in Rock Valley, Sioux Center, Hayward, and Akron. Call Raj Cooley and Lisa Dykstra, 722-0101. They're in Sioux Center. Pass goes down low. Evavold. Evavold off the glass. No good. And a push called on Evavold on the rebound. And for Rachel Evavold, that's number two. Feenstra is in. Bausma is out. Anderson will check in. And I believe that's going to be it for Rachel for a little bit. 27-24, Dort College. Leading by three are the defenders. Pass right side. With it is Cox. Down to the baseline. Jumper no good. Rebound taken away by Stamness. Stamness with the basketball. Stamness on the left side. Passes over to Feenstra. Feenstra right side. Pruitt. Pruitt with the basketball. Pruitt feeds it down low. Feenstra. Feenstra shot in the lane. Good. Erica Feenstra with a two-point basket. She's got six. And the defenders trail. Lead 29-24. 29-24 the score. Right side of the basketball is Cox. Cox down to the baseline. Nothing there. Passes it into the corner. Three off the mark. No good. That was missed by Meadows. Rebound taken away by the defenders and Stamness. Dort College by five. Left side pass goes to Pruitt. Pruitt. Right side, Rinesmith. Rinesmith with the basketball. Rinesmith goes to Pruitt. Pruitt, Stamness. Stamness with the basketball, Feenstra. Goes left corner, Rinesmith drives with the left hand. Drops it off into the corner, and we've got a charging foul called on Rinesmith. Annie Rinesmith whistled for her second personal foul. Team foul number 5 on the defenders. So Dort College turns it over on the charging foul called against Rinesmith. Bounce pass in the lane. Here comes Midland. Spin move. And scooping it up with the right hand is McKenna Sullivan. Sullivan with a two-point basket. And the Dort College lead is 29-26. 29-26, our score. A three-point advantage for the defenders. Feenstra squares up. Her three-pointer is good. Erica Feenstra with 9 points. Dort College leads 32-26. 1:36 remaining. Midland at the free throw line. Get it back over to Severson. Severson trying to answer with a three. No good. Rebound goes out of bounds. It'll be a Dort College possession. Throwing it in will be Anderson. Anderson to throw it in near the end of the Dort College bench. Pruitt will bring it up. Ebby across the timeline. Pruitt passes left side, goes over to Feenstra. Feenstra, Stamness. Stamness, floater in the lane. Good. Sienna Stamness with 6 points, right at her season average. Defenders lead by 8, matching their largest lead of the contest. Right side, Severson. Her shot, no good. 1 minute remaining in the first half. Dort College with a chance to build on the 8-point lead. Stamness, nothing there on the block, and she's called for traveling. Travel violation by the defenders. Midland will bring it up. Midlands, Madison Severson with it. Severson passes to the free throw line and flipping it up. McKenna Sullivan with the unassuming shot from the free throw line. And with about 4 second difference between the shot clock and the game clock, Dort College has the basketball near the end of the first half. 17 seconds on the shot clock. Feenstra passes over to Pruitt. Pruitt, Harmson, Harmson, three. Good. Peyton Harmson with her second three. And the Dort College defenders lead 37-28, largest lead of the game. Pass right side. Hansen puts it on the deck with 5 seconds remaining. Shot no good. Fight for the basketball. It's underneath. 1 second remaining. And that's the end of the first half as Midland's Hillary Huss unable to squeeze off the shot before the buzzer sounds. And the Dort College defenders go to the intermission, leading 37-28 on the Verhoef Automotive scoreboard. We have reached halftime. Farmers Mutual and Insurance Association of Hull makes our halftime show possible. Farmers Mutual and Insurance Association of Hull, a Grinnell Mutual member, providing property protection to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. Trust in tomorrow.
Welcome into another edition of Where Are They Now here on KDCR 88.5 and KDCR88.5.com. I'm your host, Christian Zylstra, a special guest on Where Are They Now today. Joining me, Rachel Pontier. She graduated from Dort College in 2005, played volleyball for Dort College on a number of teams that were ranked in the top 10, made numerous trips to nationals, had an undefeated conference season, and her life's taken her a lot of unique places since she stepped away from these brick walls. So why Dort? When you were in middle school and in high school, you were thinking about colleges, considering colleges. Why did you choose Dort?
I think in middle school, I wasn't necessarily thinking about colleges. I was thinking about the Olympics. I wanted to be an Olympic volleyball player. That was kind of the dream. And then in high school, I sort of gained a better grasp of reality. And the people that I looked up to were there in Northwest Iowa. So I didn't look very far but I'm really glad with the decision that I made.
You are part of arguably the most successful athletic program on Dort's campus in volleyball. As you were growing up and going through those middle school years, you talked about thinking about the Olympics and volleyball. What interested you and drew you to the sport of volleyball?
Probably my neighbors. So I grew up on a street in Orange City, Iowa, that may have been the most athletic street in Northwest Iowa, probably. I grew up two doors down from the Baumas, and so Darcy, now Wassener, and Jill Bauma, now Hahn, and then Jana, who all played volleyball, were my neighbors. I grew up with them. We played in the yard together. Jill was one of my best friends growing up, and my sister played volleyball, and I grew up right next door to the Woutstras, who were kind of powerhouses at Northwestern. Sort of college athletics and just sports in general, we're just in the water on that street. And so I jumped right in and started playing basketball and volleyball. And because I was tall and was really good friends with Jill Bauma at the time, volleyball was just kind of a natural sort of fit. And I remember the first time I tried out for AAU, I really had no idea what I was doing. But somehow I made the A team when I was 11 years old, and I didn't really know what to do with that, and I didn't know what that meant, but it was fun, and I was having fun, so I just kind of kept going with it.
Yeah, that ultimately ended up with you being at Dort College, and you were on some very exciting teams, trips to nationals, top five rankings, I mean, undefeated conference record. What was that time like?
It was really fun. One of the things that really that I love about volleyball is the community aspect and my teammates. And during that time, I just had some phenomenal teammates and got to play again with one of my best friends, Jill. And just being able to have those experiences and have those wins and those losses, those highs and those lows together as a team, you know, makes it all worth it.
Well, now, regardless of how modest you are, you have had an intriguing journey after graduating from Dort in 2005. You spent 4 years as a missionary teacher in Nicaragua. What led you to take perhaps a big step out of your comfort zone, and what were those 4 years like?
So when I was a junior at Dort, I realized that I had never been on a mission trip, and I knew that was sort of a Christian rite of passage that I had never taken. And so I ended up going to Mexico with an organization, and it was not a very good experience. I got a really good tan, but other than that, we really didn't do much. And so my senior year at Dort, I ended up going with a group from Dort College. I can't remember the name of the trip, but it was over Christmas break, and we went to the Dominican Republic. And on that trip, the Lord really sort of opened my eyes to what his church looks like internationally and kind of what God is doing in other parts of the world. And I had grown up in Northwest Iowa and gone to school there, and it really kind of burst my bubble. I came back from that trip determined to go live internationally and teach internationally. And so when I was looking for jobs, I started looking internationally, and the Nicaragua Christian Academy found me, and a lot of teachers from Dort had gone and taught there. The director at the time was a Dort grad, still is a Dort grad. And so it was kind of a really natural fit. And I still, thinking back on it, I'm like, how did my parents let me do that? I don't understand what that was like for them. But it was a really fun experience. It changed a lot of my preconceived notions about missions and about what the church is like internationally and kind of what God is doing. And I grew a lot in those 4 years, and it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, after those 4 years, you ended up returning to the States. You got a Master of Arts in Theological Studies in St. Louis, Missouri, but it was relatively soon after that when you took an internship, you kind of changed your direction a little, angled more towards youth ministry. Why did you feel called to kind of make that shift?
My purpose in going to seminary was to return to Nicaragua and be a high school Bible teacher. But that door got closed before I left Nicaragua. And so I came to seminary thinking, I'm not really sure what I'm doing here, but I know this is where God has me, so I'm going to keep moving forward. And while there, somebody asked me to apply for an internship at a church. And I just kind of caught the bug of youth ministry and realized that the Lord had uniquely suited me through my personality and my gifts to be able to do ministry in the church well, particularly with youth. And so when I graduated from seminary looking for full-time jobs, I looked at schools teaching, but then I also looked at ministry jobs. And oddly enough, I interviewed at a school in Macon, Georgia, and interviewed at a church in Houston, Texas, and ended up going to Houston. But 5 years later, I'm living in Macon, Georgia, working at a church here. So kind of neat to see how the Lord sort of foreshadows some things in my life.
Yeah, that's pretty incredible. Now, you mentioned you're in Macon, Georgia. You're an assistant director of a young adult ministry. What does that job kind of entail? And you're still relatively new there on the job. How's the first year gone?
It's gone really well. I'm about 7 months in. So I have sort of two job titles. I am the director of the Fellows Program at First Pres in Macon, and then the assistant director of young adults. And the assistant director of young adults is basically doing youth ministry to an older generation. Being the Fellows Director, the Fellows Program is a program for college grads to sort of start their adult life well. It's kind of an integrated ministry where they step into a community, into a church, and learn what it's like to be a committed citizen of a community, to be a committed member of a church, and to think about their life holistically and not segmented into, oh, this is my church life, this is my family life, this is my work, but to look at their life as sort of a seamless mission that they have as an adult. And it's been a lot of fun. It's been a big learning curve. I've been learning a lot about the South. And as a Midwest girl, I'm learning to like grits and don't like boiled peanuts yet. Those are a little strange. But it's been really fun. Macon has been a fun small town to get to know and to live in, and people have been really welcoming.
Well, I appreciate you taking the time, Rachel, and good luck on your future endeavors down there in Georgia, and hopefully we continue to see the great things the Lord does in your life.
Thank you so much, Christian. It's been a pleasure talking to you.
Once again, thank you to Rachel Pontier for taking the time out of her busy schedule to sit down and talk with us about what's happened in her life, where she's gone, and what she's up to now since her time here at Dort College as a student. So that'll do it for this edition of Where Are They Now? Remember, you can hear Where Are They Now on KDCR during halftime of conference basketball doubleheaders. And you can always catch Where Are They Now on our website, KDCR885.com. We've got more Dort College hoops right around the corner, the second half right after this.
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. Let's take a look at the numbers at halftime. Dort College, 16 of 32 shooting, 50%. 3 for 9 on threes, 33.3%. 2 for 2 on free throws, 100%. Midland, 10 for 28 from the floor, 35.7%. 0 of 7 on threes, 7 of 8, beg your pardon, 8 of 11 on free throws for 73%. Dort College has a 2015 rebounding edge. Turnovers, Dort 9, Midland 7. Dort 3 steals, Midland 2. Maddie Egger leads all players with 14 points. Dort College is topped by Erica Feenstra's 9. Peyton Harmson, Rachel Evavold, and Sienna Stamness all have 6. 2 assists each for Annie Rinesmith, Sienna Stamness, and Abby Pruitt. That is your halftime show. Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hall, a Grinnell Mutual member, providing property protection to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. Trust in tomorrow. That's the Farmers Mutual with Insurance halftime show. We'll get you the halftime, or I should say the halftime scores from around the conference in just a little bit. As we resume play, Dort College basketball. They feed it underneath to Rinesmith. Rinesmith shot, no good. Rebound, Evavold. Evavold has it tapped, and it's controlled by Midland. Midland with the basketball. Midland trailing 37-28. With it on the top of the key, here's Overkamp. Overkamp drives into the lane. Rinesmith tries to dig down on it. Severson passes it to Hansen. Left corner baseline jumper is up and good for Egger. Egger with 16 points, and the Dort College defender lead is 7, 37-30. 37-30. Evavold with the basketball. Picks up her dribble. Passes to Rinesmith. Rinesmith puts it up. And she is fouled on the play. And Annie will pick herself up off of the floor and go to the free throw line to shoot a pair as she was fouled in the act of shooting. Your Verhoef Automotive halftime scoreboard. Mount Marty over Doan, that's in the second half, 55-45. Dakota Wesleyan over Hastings, 31-28. Morningside over Briarcliff, 43-37. Northwestern leads the College of St. Mary, 51-18. First free throw is up and good for Ryan Smith. She has another one on the way. 38-30. Dort College by a point. I beg your pardon, adding a point to their lead. And now another one for Ryan Smith. Ryan Smith is a 78% free throw shooter. Those are the first 2 points of the day for Annie Ryan Smith, the second leading scorer on the Dort College team entering tonight's game. With the basketball, Midland. Midland down 9, 39-30. Hansen has the basketball. Hansen loses it, and she's going to be called for a double dribble. A double dribble violation called against the Midland Warriors, and that was Hansen who drove in. Gets whistled for the travel. Dort College has the basketball back. Right side pass goes to Bausma. Bausma gives it up. Left wing. Feenstra. Feenstra, Bausma. Bausma, Evavold. Evavold, three, missed it, no good. Rebound cleared by Midland. Midland with the basketball, Overkamp. Overkamp hands it off to Severson. Severson to Cox. Cox driving in. Her shot, good. Cooks with a two-point basket. And the Dort College defender lead is 39-32. 39-32, our score. Bausma, swing it. Top of the key, Feenstra. Feenstra, Harmson. Harmson, left side. Goes underneath Evavold. Evavold fires it outside. Stamness, three, no good. And the rebound is cleared by Midland. Midland with the basketball. Midland driving in. Kick out pass. Harmson on the closeout. And knocking down the three is Severson. Severson with her first 3 points of the afternoon. And the Dort College lead is 39-35. A timeout on the floor charged to Dort College. The defenders use their second timeout of the day. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided in Sioux Center and Sheldon. Proactive cares for all your physical therapy needs, from aches and pains to post-surgical recovery, as well as sports medicine care for the junior high athlete to weekend warrior. Appointments can be scheduled with one call, 722-1902 in Sioux Center, 324-0110 in Sheldon. Those are the numbers to call to be proactive. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR88.5.com. Pass goes down low, picking it up. That is Harmson. Harmson fires it cross court, and it is taken away. Steal by Midland. Egger. Egger, too strong, no good. And the rebound is taken away. No, that was Cooks, beg your pardon. Cooks unable to finish it. And here come the Dort College defenders. Dort College. Right side pass to Bausma. Bausma driving. And she is held on the play. And we're going to have two shots for Kinsey Bausma. Bausma with 4 points. First free throw is up and good for Bausma. Bausma with 5 points. Dort College gets the basketball back. They pass it left side over to Harmson. Harmson goes right side, Tetzloff. Tetzloff loses it out of play. And the Dort College defenders will retreat and play defense. Dort College leading 41-35. Right-hand drive. They get it underneath Egger. Egger, two-point basket. Good. She's got 18. 41-37. Dort College by four. Stamnes passes Tetzloff. Tetzloff with it. Harmson. Harmson feeds it underneath for Evavold. But we have a foul on the play. Now we're going to have a kick, beg your pardon. Reset it to 20. Shot clock gets reset to 20. Stamnes throwing the ball in for the defenders. And Sienna Stamnes. Left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Gets it in. Tetzloff. Shot as she crossed over from left to right. Misses the right-handed shot. And here comes Midland. Midland basketball. Cooks. Cooks guarded by Tetzloff. Cooks down to the baseline. Gives it up right side. Nothing there. Now Overcamp will put up the 17-footer. Missed it. No good. Rebound cleared by Pruitt. Pruitt with the basketball. Pruitt gives it up. Stamnes. Stamnes with the basketball. Stamnes. Round the horn they go. Bausma. Bausma right side. Tetzloff. Tetzloff. Stamnes. Stamnes gets a screen. Step back three on the way. Good. Stamnes with the three-point basket. And the Dort College lead is 44-37. 4:50 and counting. On the right side with it. Midland. They get it to the free throw line. And knocking down the shot is McKenna Sullivan. Sullivan with six. Dort College leads 44-39. The defenders are led by as many as nine today. Been in control much of the contest. Midland defensively, man-to-man defense. Dort College posting Anderson up, double-teamed. She's going to force it up, and she gets it to go. Faith Anderson with a two-point basket. Dort College leads 46-39. Long pass up the floor. Shot, no good. Rebound, Sullivan. And now we have a jump ball called, alternating possession. It will be Dort College basketball. Face. 46-39, Dort College with the lead. Midland with the basketball. Midland will inbound the basketball. Moment of confusion as the arrow never got switched after the halftime possession.
Hey, post high! Post high!
Midland throwing the ball in. Ball is inbounded. Out front, Sullivan. Sullivan gives it back. Overcamp. Overcamp, shot no good. Fight for the basketball. Now we've got another tie-up. This time it's Dort College basketball. So Dort College will have it. No, do we have a foul call? That foul's going to go on Annie Rinesmith, and that's number three on her. ...46-39. Dort College by seven. It's foul number three. Pass out front. Sullivan. Sullivan. Passes it to Overcamp. Overcamp drives in. Nothing there. Back over to Sullivan. Sullivan back out front. Hansen. Hansen to Cox. Cox shot no good. Rebound fought for and taken down by Rinesmith. Dort College a chance to build on the seven-point lead. Rinesmith sidesteps the player. Shot with the right hand. Too strong. No good. Here comes Midland back the other way. Midland. Cox. Cox. Hansen. Hansen ball fake. Drives in. Right hand. Good. Amanda Hansen with a two-point basket. Dort College leads 46-41. The defenders have trailed once today. That was at 9-8. Otherwise, they have been in control. They've never been able to shake this Midland team, though. Harmson out front. Her three off the mark. No good. And the rebound is cleared by Midland. Midland with the basketball. Hansen. Hansen to Cooks. They give her the left hand. Nothing there. Pass to Hansen. And a blocking foul called on the defenders, and that's going to be number four on Rinesmith. Annie Rinesmith has just picked up her fourth personal. with 2:54 remaining in the third period. Dort College leads 46-41. Inbounding the basketball is Huss. Left side, Sullivan down to the baseline. Shot no good. Gets her own rebound back. Shot no good again. Rebound taken away by Stamness. Stamness with the basketball in the backcourt. Stamness picks up her dribble, and she is fouled in the backcourt by Sullivan. It's foul number two on Sullivan. So Sullivan whistled for the personal foul in the backcourt. Dort College with it on the right wing. They bring it back left side down to Harmson. Harmson in traffic. Her shot good. Peyton Harmson with 8 points. Dort College leads 48-41. Baseline, nothing there. Comes back over to Meadows. Meadows on the right wing. Sullivan. Sullivan back to Meadows. Meadows to Hansen. Hansen drives baseline. Off-balance shot, no good. Rebound taken away by Faith Anderson. Anderson gets it away to Stamness. Stamness up the floor. Goes left side. Gives it up Feenstra. Feenstra, Anderson. Anderson, Harmson. Harmson, right wing three. Rattles it. No good. Rebound taken away by Midland. Midland basketball, Hansen. Hansen to Sullivan. Sullivan to Meadows. Meadows, three. On the rim, no good. Rebound taken away by Pruitt. Pruitt with the basketball. Pruitt hands it back over to Anderson. Anderson back to Pruitt. Pruitt right side. They go back over to Stamness. Stamness left side, Feenstra. And Feenstra is going to be called for a charge. ...48-41 our score. And that foul called on Dort College's Erica Feenster. That's an offensive foul on her. Anderson checks out of the ball game. Checking back in is Eva Vold. Hansen brings the ball up for Midland. Dort College leading by 7, looking for a defensive stop. Meadows. Meadows goes to Cannon. Cannon, 3, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Stamness. Stamness with the basketball. Stamness, Harmson, Harmson, 3-ball, yes. Peyton Harmson with her third 3. She's got 11 points, and the defenders have their biggest lead of the ball game at 10 with 58.1 seconds remaining. Driving in with a left-handed shot here in the third quarter is Hillary Huss. Huss with 4 points. Dort College leads 51-43. Pruitt directing traffic. She passes right side over to Feenstra. Feenstra to Stamness. Stamness with the basketball. Stamness goes back right side. Pruitt, 10 to shoot. Comes back to Harmson. Harmson intended for Feenstra, and it's tipped away by Overkamp. 7 seconds left to go on the shot clock. 26.3 on the game clock. Stamness will throw it in. Stamness looking. Gets it in. Feenstra, 6 to shoot. Now 5. Evavold, strong move with the right hand. Gets it to go, and she is fouled. Evavold with the right-handed drive. Gets the shot to go. Anderson will check back into the game for the defenders. She'll go for the shooter, Evavold, with 20.8 seconds remaining here in the third period. If Eva Vold can make this free throw, she'll check out of the ball game with 2 personal fouls, trying to save her from picking up another foul here. Eva Vold with 9 points, and the defender lead is 54-43, their biggest of the quarter. Bringing the basketball up is Hansen. Hansen with it. Hansen on the right wing. She's going to get around her screen. 3, missed it, no good. Rebound Anderson. 5 seconds, 4. Stamness into the front court. 2 seconds, throws it up towards the basket. Feenstra catches it and unable to get the shot off in time. And the Dort College defenders have a 54-43 lead as we go to the fourth quarter. Our score on the Verhoef Automotive scoreboard, Dort College 54, Midland 43. Fourth quarter of play in this women's college basketball game in a moment. 54-43, Dort College in front by 11. Pruitt picks up her dribble as the fourth quarter begins. Dort College bidding for their sixth win in the conference. Pass intended for Anderson. It's tipped and controlled by Midland. Long pass over the top, Overcamp. Overcamp with the basketball, gives it back to Hansen. Hansen, Overcamp. Overcamp with it on the wing. Comes back right side. Cooks. Cooks against Harmson. Lays it up with the left hand. Shot no good. Rebound. Flipped up off of the glass. And Maddie Yeager gets the shot to go. She's got 20. She's the only player in double figures for Midland so far. And with 37 seconds gone here in the fourth quarter, Dort College has a 9-point lead, 54-45. Today's broadcast made possible by Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com. Phone number is 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. Pass is tipped. Dort College with a basketball. Driving in is Harmson, and Harmson is called for a charging foul. Peyton picks herself up. So a charging foul on Harmson with our score standing 54-45. The defenders by 9. Harmson will check out of the basketball game for the moment. A little shaken up after that collision. And we come back the other way with the basketball. This is Severson. Severson on the right side picks up her dribble. Hands it back over to Overcamp. Overcamp with the basketball. Overcamp in the left corner. Severson shot no good then from the wing. Rebound controlled by Dort College. Coming up with it is Stamness. Stamness driving in. Stamness picks up her dribble. Pass goes right side. Tetzloff. Tetzloff three. Good. Bailey Tetzloff with 5 points today. Dort College leads 57-45. Their biggest lead of the game. Good defensive effort so far by the defenders today. 8:20 remaining. Shot flipped up off of the glass with a left hand by Cooks. Misses it on the drive. Rebound cleared by Tetzloff. Here comes Pruitt. Left side Stamness. Stamness quick trigger three. No good. Rebound taken away by Bausma. Bausma feeds it underneath Evavold. Reverses it outside Stamness. Comes back to Tetzloff. Tetzloff, bounce pass down low. It goes Evavold from Bausma. Shot for Evavold is good. Evavold with 11. Dort College leads 59-45. There's a timeout on the floor. Charge to Midland. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Back with more in a moment.
Many people think that because Dort College is in a rural town in the Midwest, there's not a lot to do. But that's definitely not true. 90% of our students live on campus, partly because of the many opportunities to be part of a close-knit Christian community. I'm Lisa with Student Services, and I invite you to check out more about Dort on Facebook, Twitter, or at dort.edu.
Find your place in God's world at Dort College. Go to dort.edu for admission details.
Midland basketball, and I believe we had the clock did not get started. And it'll be Midland inbounding at midcourt. Throwing it in will be Megan Cooks. Pass goes left side. Cooks. Cooks. Lob pass down low. This is Egger. Egger puts it up into the arms of Evavold. Evavold with a block shot. Evavold with a rebound. Here come the defenders back the other way. With it on the left side, Bausma. Bausma, Stamness, Stamness, left side. Goes to Rinesmith. Rinesmith, hesitation, kick out, Stamness, dagger, no. Rebound tipped out by Bausma, controlled by Dort College and Rinesmith. Rinesmith back over to Bausma. Kenzie goes right wing. They feed it down low. Evavold looking for the pass out. Gives it instead to Bausma. Bausma is fouled on the way to the hoop. Foul's going to go on Midland. And that will be charged to Egger. That's her second. Bausma will go to the free throw line to shoot two free throws, where she is one of two so far today. First free throw is up and good. Today's broadcast made possible by the Dort College Bookstore, located in the Dort College Campus Center, open Monday through Friday, 9 to 4, Saturdays from 11 to 2. The Dort College Bookstore with a selection of Nike and Under Armour Defender gear. A couple of made free throws by Bausma. Dort College leads 61 to 45. Forgot to factor in those last 2 points by Bausma. Bausma now with seven. So 7 minutes remaining. Dort College with a 16-point cushion. Baseline jumper by Egger, no good. Rebound taken away by Bausma. Gets it away to Stamnes. Midland came into the ballgame averaging 74 points per game, and right now they're 29 points below their season average. Foul called across midcourt. That's going to go against Midland and Amanda Hansen. Hansen whistled for her second personal foul. Nobody in foul trouble for Midland. For Dort College, Rinesmith is playing with four. Stamnes with the basketball on the left side. Pick and roll intended for Evavold. Taken away by Severson. Right side, Cooks. Cooks drives in. Her shot no good. But a foul on the play called on Harmson. Harmson whistled for foul number two. And free throws on the way for Megan Cooks. Cooks, early foul trouble today. Never got on track. She's got 2 points. So she's got 6:33 left in this contest to get on track. She's one of 2,000-point scorers in the lineup for Midland today. The other one is Joelle Overkamp. She's got nearly 1,600 career points. Cooks makes both free throws. She's got four, and the defender lead is 61-47. Harmson fires it back out front, Rinesmith. Rinesmith with the basketball out front. Three on the way for Annie. Good. Annie from straight on. She knocks it down. Dort College leads 64-47. The defender's up 17 with 6:10 remaining in regulation. Driving in Overkamp. Overkamp draws some contact, gets the shot to go. I beg your pardon, that wasn't Overkamp, that was Hansen. Hansen with seven, and the defender lead is 64-49. Kenzie Bausma fouled on the play as she brings it up the near sideline. Foul's going to go on Joelle Overkamp. That's her third. She is the first Midland player to pick up more than two fouls. Rinesmith has the basketball. Annie with it on the left side. Rinesmith picks it up, passes over to Harmson. Harmson to Rinesmith. Rinesmith with it. Feed it down low, Evavold. Evavold one-on-one against Sullivan. And Rachel Evavold with the two-point basket. She's got 13, 7 in the second half. And the defenders right now matching Midland basket for basket, and that is not good for Midland. They've got to make up some ground. Sullivan, 18 feet from the hoop, straight on. She passes right side to Hansen. Hansen gets caught up in the air, and before she can throw the pass, she comes back down and touches ground. And we have a timeout on the floor, charged to Midland after the turnover. Dort College leading by 17 with 5:19 remaining. Back with more in a moment.
KDCR 88.5.
It's a better variety of the music you love.
Hold on tight a little longer. What don't kill you, make you stronger. Get back up, cause it's a whole love.
I'm going home, where the streets are golden. Every chain.
CR 88.5.
The more you listen, the more you hear.
As soon as you play, I'm playing. I'm saying my first drum second's your first beat. I'm saying first, you 2 feet, then we might stand up like first. You get your hands, then I get your hands. Up my sound, your throat, my dance, your feet. You hear my no heartbeat. The metronome in your chest keeps you in time till there's no time. So you sing till you got no breath. And whoever's next dances to the song you've left. Music creates movements, inspire movements. Where I am, you've been. There is you, then there is music. Music follows you.
Midland shows pressure defense. Dort College turns it over. Here come the Warriors down 17 and down now 13. Beg your pardon, 14. Amanda Hansen buries the triple. It's 66-52. Dort College in front. Eve of old pass over the top. Bausma. Bausma breakaway. Lays it up with the right hand. Good. Kenzie Bausma with a 2-point bucket. She's got 9. And the defender lead is 68-52. Racing back the other way, Overcamp. Overcamp with 5 points, well below her season average of 16.9 points per game. And the defender lead is 68-54. Bausma up the right side with it. Two players around her. Ball's down on the floor. Jump ball called, alternating possession. It will be Midland basketball. Midland inbounding the basketball with 4:29 remaining. Time running out on the Warriors, but they've tried to step things up in terms of their defensive pressure. Down to the baseline, shot no good. Rebound tipped, saved in, Midland, Sullivan. Sullivan sets a screen out front, Overcamp straight on, 17-footer, no good. Rebound, Stamness, but Stamness, they say, stepped on the baseline out of bounds. It will be Midland basketball. Bausma checks out of the ballgame. Checking in, Tetzloff with 4:05 remaining. 68-54, Dort College in front. And Midland, Cooks still throwing, and Cooks is going to be called for 5 seconds. 5 second violation on the inbounds play. Throwing the ball in, Tetzloff. Tetzloff gets it to Stamness. Stamness to Evavold, and Evavold is fouled on the play by Overcamp. Joelle Overcamp whistled for her fourth personal. 68-54, Dort College by 14. Shot clock gets reset in the process. Ball comes into Rinesmith. Rinesmith in the backcourt. Back over to Stamness. Stamness across half court. And they're going to call a charge on Stamness near midcourt. Sienna whistled for her first personal. And that is team foul number 4 on the defender. So both teams now with 4 fouls. Right side pass with the basketball is Hansen. Hansen driving in, and we've got a foul called on the drive. Foul goes on Stamness as her second. Free throws on the way for Amanda Hansen. Hansen with 10 points so far misses that free throw. 68-54, Dort College maintaining the 14-point cushion. Game reset. Both teams have 3 timeouts. Both teams are in the bonus. 3:47 remaining. Jump ball called on the rebound. It'll be Dort College basketball. It'll be Dort College basketball with 3:46 remaining in regulation. Ball's inbounded to Pruitt. Pruitt in the backcourt. Gets it to Rinesmith. Rinesmith ahead to Stamness. Stamness, jump stop, puts it up. Shot no good. But a foul on the play called on Megan Cooks. That's her third. And free throws on the way for Stamness. Stamness with 9 points. And she'll shoot 2 free throws here. The defenders trying to inch back towards 500. Their overall record, they enter play today 10-13. Stamness, first free throw, good. She's got another one coming. Seeing a Stamness, a 78% free throw shooter, makes them both. She's got 11 today. And the Dort College lead is 70-54. 3.5 minutes remaining. Shot no good. Rebound cleared by Evavold. Evavold gets it over to Rinesmith. Rinesmith looking for the diagonal pass. Instead stops on the left elbow of the lane. Retreats back to the perimeter. Gets it back over to Stamness. Stamness as Pruitt gets it to Rinesmith instead. Kicks it into the corner. 3 on the way for Stamness. In and out. No good. Rebound Tetzloff. Tetzloff gives it up Rinesmith. Rinesmith, right side, Tetzloff. Tetzloff, 3, good. Bailey Tetzloff with a 3-point basket. The freshman from Brookings. She has 8 points. Dort College leads 73-54. Shot no good on the other end. Rebound cleared by Ryan Smith. Ryan Smith gets it back over to Stamness. Stamness across half court. Sienna travels with it as she comes to a stop over midcourt. And we have a timeout on the floor, charged to Midland. So with 2:44 remaining, Midland trails by 19. They called the timeout at the five-minute mark. They were down 17, so in the last 2 minutes and 16 seconds or so, they have lost 2 points. Back with more after this. Dort College on defense. Cooks the drive. Her shot no good. Rebound tipped out by Evavold. Joelle Overkamp stumbles and falls near midcourt. And Bausma will check into the ballgame. Pruitt checks out. With the basketball out front is Egger. Egger gives it up Overkamp. Overkamp with the basketball. Overkamp with the right hand from the left side. Good. Joelle Overkamp with 7 points. And the Dort College lead is 73-56. 2:15 remaining. Right side with it is Bausma. Bausma gives it up. Stamness. Stamness left side. Rhinesmith. Rhinesmith drives in. Off-balance shot, no good, but the ball tipped out of bounds, last touched by Midland. It will be Dort College basketball. Maddie Meadows unable to gather it in. Well, it certainly would appear Dort College is going to hang on and win this one, leading by 17, 73-56. Pass comes into Rhinesmith, and Rhinesmith, they say she never established herself in bounds before getting that return pass. Here comes Midland. Midland of the basketball. On the right side. Driving. Cooks. Cooks shot no good. Rebound Bausma. Bausma gives it back over to Rhinesmith. Rhinesmith up the floor. Under 2 minutes to go. And it doesn't appear Midland's going to play the foul game, but instead will play this one out as it goes. Driving into Stamness. Stamness with the right hand from the left side. Good. Sienna Stamness with 13 points, 75-56. Dort College with a 19-point advantage. Dort College bidding for their sixth win in conference play. In the backcourt with it is Rhinesmith. Rhinesmith ahead to Stamness. Stamness on the elbow, 1:12 remaining. Right side it goes Tetzloff. Tetzloff. Back left side, Stamness. Stamness with it. She gives it up, Rhinesmith. Rhinesmith underneath, Evavold. Evavold shot no good. Rachel Evavold off the bottom of the rim. Controlled by Midland. Midland with the basketball. Meadows passes left side, Overkamp. Overkamp shot. Tipped out of bounds. Last touched by Midland. It'll be Dort College basketball. One of the key components for Dort College's defensive game plan today was to keep Midland off the three-point line, and they did that pretty well today. Just 2 made threes by Midland so far. 75-56, Dort College limiting Midland to about 18 points below their season average. With the basketball, left side it goes. Pruitt, Pruitt to Stamness, Stamness, Anderson. Anderson back to Stamness. Stamness with it, 10 to shoot. Comes back right side, Pruitt. Pruitt with the basketball. Pruitt, Tetzloff. Tetzloff, 3, missed it, no good. Shot clock is off, 20 seconds remaining. Overkamp passes it up the floor. Hansen, and Hansen is fouled on the play by Tetzloff. Hansen will go to the free throw line where she will shoot 2 free throws. Hansen is a 62% free throw shooter. She is 0-for-2 today. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. 75-57. Another free throw on the way. This one's up and off the mark. No good. Rebound cleared by Anderson. Dort College will walk it up, and that's how it's going to end. Dort College 75, Midland 57 as the final seconds tick away. Dort College gets a home victory here this afternoon over the Midland Warriors by 18 points. Dort College will improve to 6-9 in the conference, 11-13 overall. Midland 3-11, and 11-13. That's your women's basketball game on the Verhoef Automotive scoreboard. Again, Dort College victorious 75-57. Stay tuned. Coming up next, the Wireless World post-game wrap. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Let's visit with Coach Kyle Lindberg as we get into our post-game show. The Dort College defenders victorious today by a final of 75-57. And Coach Lindberg, you before the contest, we talked a little bit, and we talked about the fact that you felt like if you were able to control the three-point attempts by Midland, those kick-out looks, that you felt two pretty evenly matched teams that would give you an advantage. And one of those times today where your game plan, I don't know if your game plan could have worked out much better, but it really seemed to be very effective here this afternoon.
Yeah, Mike, we talked a lot all week, and especially the past couple of games, about keeping teams off of the three-point line and being able to defend the charge arc to those easy layups. And I thought that was the best we've executed tonight. We had four quarters of really good basketball, maybe three and a half total, but to see us compete for four quarters was really encouraging, and I think it's just another testament of how we're continuing to build one game to the next. So that was a lot of fun tonight.
You limited Joelle Overkamp, and she's the leading scorer for Midland. You held her to well below her season average. She came in averaging 17 points a game. You limit her to 7. How were you able to limit what she was able to do here today?
Like you mentioned, Mike, being able to limit her catch-and-shoot three-pointers, and then as soon as she puts the ball on the floor, to back off and know that she's looking to get a layup. And I thought we did a really good job. Kenzie Bausma did a good job to start the game. I thought Bailey Tetzloff came in and gave us a great lift defensively on limiting Overkamp and her attempts inside the paint. She's a phenomenal athlete, and so we matched that with Bailey Tetzloff there on the defensive end. So that was encouraging to see a freshman step up and be able to play some defense. Coach Dowman here looking at me, talking how freshmen play defense. I know he'd like to see some of that tonight.
The Dort College offensive effort tonight, very balanced. Sienna Stamnis, 14 points. Rachel Leibovold, 13. It certainly seemed that Sienna was looking to be more assertive offensively.
Yeah, you know, we instituted a little more ball screen offense, and that's a great look for Sienna. She can step back, hit the three, or she can come off that and attack, and she's a great passer. I thought Sienna played really well tonight. She was playing well above her years, and so for her to continue to do that game in and game out, I think that's something we've seen the last couple of games, that we know we can get a consistent 10 points from her by getting to the free throw line, knocking down a three or two, and then just creating for others. Still got to work on coming to a jump stop with her. A few too many travels just in transition. So just being able to slow down, see the court a little bit more. But she's adjusting well, I think, to the college basketball game.
Did you feel like you had to make many adjustments at halftime, or do you feel pretty comfortable with where you were at?
You know, as much as you don't want to ever feel comfortable, we felt comfortable in the sense that we were executing hard and we were working really hard. The adjustments that we said we needed to make was to keep adjusting to Overkamp, cannot let her get going, and then kind of limit their top scorer there, Maddie Erg, tonight. She ended up with 20. I mean, she had quite a few at halftime, and so how we could make that adjustment and just play really good wall-up defense. Rachel Evavold did a really good job of containing her in the second half, and so the biggest adjustment, I think, for us was just to continue to be aggressive. We've had a couple games where we just come out of halftime in that third quarter, we just lose a lot of oomph. And so to see us come out in the third quarter firing, and they made some runs. They put some pressure on us and forced a few turnovers. But I was really encouraged to see us respond. We never let that run get any closer than I think about 7. I think 6 or 7 was as close as they got it. But then we made a run of our own. So it was a nice day to be on the other side of those runs.
Annie Rinesmith got in some foul trouble today. Your team did a pretty good job, I thought, of playing without her in some stretches this afternoon.
Yeah, we've learned, you know, over the month of December, early January, to play without her. And I think that showed tonight. When she was in, she did a great job of being able to control the game And yeah, she was maybe some fouls that she wished she could have back, but I thought she responded really well. And that's what we want to see. We want to see that response. I mean, she's a sophomore. To see her to continue growing a leadership role is something that we're really looking to get out of her. And on a night like tonight when she only has 5 points, how can we continue to get production from her? And I thought we still did, even after a few fouls.
You managed today to pull Midland back into a tie with you, or I should, you climb up the standings, I should say. Concordia's idle today. They stand 14-0. You're taking on the team that's number two in the conference, but a team that we've matched up with fairly well over the past few seasons in Northwestern. Northwestern, a team that's playing pretty well. They're coming into the gym on Wednesday. They're going to present some challenges.
Yeah, you know, Northwestern has a lot of size. We'll have to look to match that come next week Wednesday. So I think they're playing really well as of late, but you know what? So are we. And I feel really confident coming into Wednesday that if we can have another game like today where we compete for 40 minutes and we really execute well and take care of business, we should be on the good side of that ball game. And so, yeah, really excited for another home game here. It's kind of nice to have a couple stretches here where you get two in a row. And, yeah, it's always fun playing the Red Raiders because no matter who's ranked, where you're at in the conference, it's always going to be a good game. And those are just a lot of fun. Should be a fun atmosphere. So hoping everyone comes out next Wednesday at 6 o'clock. So should be a lot of fun.
Coach Lindberg, thanks for coming out. Enjoy the weekend and back to work on Monday.
You bet. Thanks, Mike.
That's Coach Kyle Lindberg talking about today's matchup between the Dort College Defenders and the Midland Warriors. Let's take a break, and we'll be back to recap the numbers on the Wireless World postgame wrap right after this.
They're alive.
As promised, here are those basketball numbers from earlier today. It was Dort College going 28 of 60 from the floor, 47%, 8 of 23 on threes, 35%, 11 of 11 on free throws, 100%. For Midland, 22 of 64 shooting, 34%, 2 of 13 on threes, 15%, 11 of 18 on free throws, 61%. Dort College owned a commanding 47 to 31 rebounding edge. Dort College 20 turnovers, Midland had 11. Dort College had 4 steals, Midland had 7. Individually, Dort College was topped by Rachel Evavold and Sienna Stamnis with 13 each. Peyton Harmson ends with 11. Kenzie Bosma has 10. Erica Feenstra, 9. 8 for Bailey Tetzloff, 4 for Evie Pruitt, 2 for Faith Anderson, and 5 for Annie Rinesmith for their total of 75 points. For Midland, 20 points for Maddie Egger, 11 for Amanda Hansen, 7 points for Joelle Overkamp, 6 for McKenna Sullivan, 4 for Hillary Huss. Tara Cannon has 2 points. Madison Severson has 3. Megan Cooks has 4. Rachel Evavold has had 8 rebounds for the Defenders, 7 for Sienna Stamnis and Kenzie Bosma. Stamnis also had 3 assists, as did Annie Rinesmith. Rinesmith also had 5 rebounds. 2 steals for Kenzie Bosma. For Midland, Midland had 6 rebounds for Maddie Egger, 7 for Joelle Overkamp, 6 for McKenna Sullivan. 2 block shots for Amanda Hansen, 3 for Joelle Overkamp, 2 for Madison Severson. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Dort College improves to 11-13 overall, 6-9 in the conference. Midland 11-14 overall, 6-9 in the conference as well. Speaking of conference standings, here is your Verhoef Automotive scoreboard. Dort College over Midland in women's play, 75-57. Mount Marty over Doan, 63-57. Dakota Wesleyan a 63-52 winner over Hastings. Morningside down Briar Cliff 93-70, and it was Northwestern over the College of St. Mary 88-45. Conference standings with 3 weeks to go. Concordia 14-0, Northwestern 12-2, Dakota Wesleyan 11-3, Morningside is 11-4, Hastings is 9-5. There's your 1-5. Tied for 6th, Midland and Dort both 6-9. Briar Cliff is 5-9. They're a game back in the win column. Mount Marty is 3-12. Doan is 2-13. The College of St. Mary stands 1-14. That's your Verhoef Automotive scoreboard for women's basketball here this afternoon. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with a preview of the men's contest right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR.